defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
We have been in Las Vegas for the entire week, and now it is Monday, and we've still got enough to bring you from this amazing show. All the amazing people that we get a chance to meet at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show annually that I could probably never find the opportunity to bring them all together, and they're all here. And you never know, as I've been saying, you never know who you're going to run into. Sitting across from me, Mark Bayless. Mark, I have a feeling my listeners are going to love what they hear from you. I'm looking at the website, Valor, a hand up on the home front. The leader in veteran collective impact programs. We've had wheelchairs for warriors on here this week.
Nice.
I mean, the group, you know, I donate to Special Operations Warrior Foundation, have been for years.
I'm a Special Operations guy. I'm glad you do that.
Just remarkable work that they do. Incredible stuff, and we'll do anything we can to work with vets. We've got Lead Slingers Whiskey as a sponsor on the show. Six combat veterans that started Lead Slingers Whiskey, and they're now in shops across the country.
Nice.
We've got, you know, these are the guys that we support when they support us, man. Isn't that the way it should be?
That's the way it should be. I'm with you.
I mean, it has to be. There was too much we see out there. Let's talk about this briefly. And sitting to your right over here, we're going to go. Just too much to talk about. So we'll stay focused with you right now, I guess. We were talking off air about my disdain, for example, for the National Football League, and you were in agreement with me. When you have so much opportunity in this country, and one guy can make a boneheaded move, and the National Football League will cave to this, to what I believe to be 100% un-American behavior from an individual who is making more money that he couldn't make anywhere else outside of our borders. And to me, that's sickening.
It is the political conflict going on in this country is sickening to watch. I am not happy with lots of the things I see going on right now. We need not bring up names like Comey, Strzok, and Page to start the list.
Yeah, don't bring up their names. You feel free to bring them up on this page. I give them Bonehead of the Week awards and everything else. And I call them on this show, as you may or may not know, I call bad words satellite radio moment words, because I could say them on satellite, but I'm not. Right. So feel free to say satellite radio moment words.
I wouldn't see those names in the Bonehead of the Week award. I would see them more in the Bonehead Hall of Fame
there
awards.
You're absolutely correct. We've been hard on all of them. You know. But the point that I'm trying to make is that so many people have given so much for idiots like that, like Kaepernick. Yeah. I hate to even mention his name. But for him to be, you know, for him to have the right, and God bless him, he has the right to speak freely, but he doesn't have the right to speak freely. His employer could have told him to shut up, and they didn't.
Ugh, I'm with you.
And if you don't believe you don't have free speech rights at work, go tell your boss, listener, exactly what you think of them and put it up in a little memo and pin it up inside the coffee room and see how long you're employed. You don't have the right to free speech. Your employer can dictate that. True?
I would agree with that. I know the Army dictated it to me a lot of times.
You better believe it. There's no better place to find out than that. You're absolutely correct. Yeah. So the point that we're trying to make as we get going here is we're like-minded. We were talking about this un-American behavior, and we talk about the veterans and everything that veterans give for this country. Tell us about Valor, a hand up on the home front.
Valor does collective impact approaches to veterans struggling with the war to peace transition or the service to civilian transition. We deal with all the ripple effects of post-traumatic stress. We help homeless vets. We have a homeless shelter in Pennsylvania. We're renovating another one in Ohio. But along that journey, we view the veteran homeless problem as a PTS problem. Yeah, I prefer to call it PTSI because post-traumatic stress injuries can be healed, and I believe it can be healed. The disorder thing doesn't sit well with me, much like kneeling for the flag doesn't sit well with me.
Of course.
Last year we helped about 2,500 struggling veterans.
That's awesome. And still got so much more work to do, right?
Oh, there's a lot of reach to go. We're hoping to get into more states and expand some. And part of the reason I was hoping to come on the show was talk about the veteran suicide problem and the things we're doing.
Yes.
And hoping we can recruit more veterans to come to the program that are struggling. It's free. If you are not in Pennsylvania or close to Pennsylvania, we will get you there. We'll work with you to get there if you can't get there on your own. But there seems to be a big social struggle going on. The normal for a service member now is so divergent from the normal for a young millennial civilian in particular that it causes a lot of conflict when they come out.
We tend not to think about it. It doesn't get a lot of coverage. We see things from time to time about the homeless vets. Very encouraging stories where, you know, and I hate to see this. I think we just had a World War I veteran, 111-year-old guy. Nobody was going to his funeral. All this massive turnout shows up. That's great.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But who was there to help him while he was homeless, you know, during the toughest part of his life? It's unconscionable to me that our veterans are not taken care of. I mean, literally from cradle to grave. And I believe Donald Trump. I believe what he says. They should be taken care of. They've offered to give everything up. How can we possibly abandon them? How can the VA suck so bad? Mm-hmm. That they can't get the care they needed at a VA hospital. It's ridiculous. Yep. Let's tell the website quick. It's valorclinic.org. That stuff angers me. It really does. Yeah. Valor Clinic, V-A-L-O-R, clinic.org. What can people see? What are they going to see on the site, and what can they do to help you in this noble mission?
They will see information about our four base programs, our Hope for the Homeless program. We do homeless outreach in the street where we help and search for homeless vets in the street. We use something we call a stand down, where we set up a mini department store to draw in the homeless, and we help them all and then figure out which ones the veterans are as we gain their trust. And then take that to the next level. We give.
Let me ask you, is it hard gaining trust?
Yes, it is.
Why so? People don't want to come clean. They don't want to tell you what it is. They're not comfortable. What is it?
Well, in the case of the veterans, very often, if you do a veteran specific homeless event in the street, if it's not at a VA facility, they think they're being rounded up, is what they think, and they don't come in. So we had to open it to all the homeless. And then the veterans would come in.
You mean they think they're being rounded up for some type of forced treatment or care?
Yeah, a lot of them think they're going to be rights will be taken from them for PTSD or other type of problems.
Yeah, well, you know, oh God, boy, here we go. How much time do we have? We need 3 hours today, because you can go right back to Obama, the Social Security, taking away firearms rights if they decided to let somebody else handle their finances. They have the word, what's the word I'm looking for? There's a reason for them to feel the way they feel.
Yes, there is.
You know, and that's really sad. Let me focus quickly on the homeless aspect of it. First off, donations. I'm going to start donating. Is there recurring? Can I donate in a recurring deal?
We would love to have recurring donations.
Okay, this is an open in here. I'm not going to give any information on this website, but I'm going to donate myself at Valor, and I'm going to put you on the monthly recurring with Special Ops Warrior Foundation that I work with and everything else. So that you have my word. Listeners, you can donate at valorclinic.org. Give anything we want, right? Whatever we have.
$5 a month would be awesome. If you can, where you're comfortable is where we like to be. We're a grassroots organization, and the way we succeed and thrive and help so many people is building good, strong partnerships and earning people's trust. About 90 cents on the dollar is going to go straight to the cause. If I could figure out how to not do advertising or buy pigs for the motorcycle,
it ain't going to happen. I wish I could tell you there was a way, but unfortunately, it's not. 90% is huge. You're up in the top percentile. Special Ops Warriors does the same thing.
Yeah.
Great organization to work with. You're not giving, you know, you're not paying salaries over here to people.
And
you're giving 10% away, but you're giving the vast majority of every dollar that goes out. That's huge.
GuideStar, you know, they have a review process. I will show you. We put it on here, but we got a platinum seal in 2018 and 2019 from GuardStar. That's the watchdog that does the small ones like us, and that's the highest rating they give. And only the top 0.01% of the charities in the country get it. We're proud of that. So,
listener, what that means is when you give your dollar to them, $5 to them, or $10 to them, you know that 90% is going exactly to why you're giving the $10 or whatever it is. The 90 bucks, whatever you're giving, you know that 90% of it is going. That's exactly what that means. I call that peace of mind.
Yeah.
There's a lot of organizations out there I won't name that I pulled my money back from when I found out it wasn't going to that extent. You're doing God's work there.
We're trying hard.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. How much are you getting legs? Pennsylvania, you said? What part of PA?
We started in the Northeast, where it was just in the Poconos, Monroe County, not far from Pocono Raceway to the
right
NASCAR fan. They're right up the street. We bought an old hotel as we started to grow, and the Hotel Jonas, and converted it to a veteran sanctuary now, and do recovery things for veterans there. So we try to recruit them in the street, help improve their lives. If we can't get them off the street, bring them back to our place, help work with them and get their issues, so when they get housed, they stay housed. And we have a series of mini warehouses there, full of furniture, dishes, clothing, sleeping bags, tents, and some of them. But when you take a homeless veteran off the street or out of our program like ours and put them into an apartment, they still have what they had when they were in the street. And so we furnish the apartments, towels,
God's
dishes,
work, all, it is, it really
all
is.
Of it. And
the necessities.
But our secret ingredient, that's the one that gets us the most attention. That's the one people feel the most heartfelt for. But we do a counseling program called Veterans Unstoppable. That we have peer groups and
I'm getting ready to have to cut you off. I hate to do it. My gosh, sure. I hate to do it. But all this is available on the website, right?
All of it's available
now,
on the website.
There's a company that I work with very closely that is not far from you up in northeastern Pennsylvania that I'm going to talk to and see if we can't do something together. It might be that, yeah, you're pointing at it. Are you working with
somebody,
them?
Somebody did a limited edition of 13 pistols once.
That's okay. That's very well. I'll tell you what, we'll talk off air.
Hey, we got number
Mark,
two.
You're doing God's work. It's valorclinic.org. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, round two, segment two for the day today. Still coming to you from the SHOT Show. Amazing people that we would never get. It's not like cramped up like this. It's just astonishing what we're able to do. And I want you to help me thank our sponsors for making it possible for us to be here every single year. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, veteran-owned company. We're going to go back to the vets in just a second, by the way, with my next guest. Crossbreed, My Pillow. You know, when you're recording My Pillow commercials, man, you're there.
Absolutely.
He's everywhere, isn't he?
Absolutely.
I love Mike Lindell. We're going to get to you in just a second. Hang on. I'm probably going to keep you a couple segments. My Pillow, Car Arms, of course. This is a Car Arms Platinum microphone. North American Arms, you heard last week from Sadie Sweat. Incredible stuff going on over there. The giveaway, more about that later on the show today. DefenderCoffee.com. You support the Second Amendment with every sip of coffee that you drink. And I could go on Second Amendment Foundation. Bursa, we've got to get Raphael on here from SHOT. We're working to do that right now. Got to track him down. He's all over the place. Suffice to say right now, we're going over to, it's Michael Lewis. And you're with, and this is cool. Let me go to your website because I love your website. It's just, whoever's building it did a great job.
Thank you.
It's really something because I see Snipe S, what is that, SP?
Yep, that's our Snipe. That's our precision rifle. Very small, very short, but very accurate.
BlackbirdRifles.com is the site.
Correct.
And it's Blackbird Armament is the company. How you doing? Let me reach across. It's good to be able to shake paws with people that you're talking to instead of having to deal with phones. And Joe is sitting over here. You've been here for a week, man. Been a tough week? Yeah, he's shaking his head. Yes, I'll take that as a tough week. Michael, tell us about Blackbird. Now, you were sitting here. First of all, let's go back to the previous segment. You were here when Mark Bayless was on. Wow, man, he's doing God's work.
I tell you, man, it's hard to follow. You know, we're like hawking wares, and this guy's with, you know, Valor Clinic helping veterans. It all of a sudden makes our company seem a lot less important, and it is, because whatever we can do for these veterans, that's where we need to be.
It is, because we couldn't talk about it. We couldn't be here if it wasn't for the veterans. And that's not lost on us. I love the Special Ops Warrior Foundation. I've been donating with them for a long time. They're based out of Tampa, Florida. And, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the work they do, but
we are.
Spec Ops, oh, they're wonderful. That's the best one I've found so far.
Yeah, we're a veteran-owned company. Everybody, all myself and my executives are all veterans. We all come from different branches. Our senior armorer is an 11-year veteran in the Marine Corps. He was an armorer in the Marine Corps. So we have a hiring preference. People always ask me why, and I say, listen, you're 21 years old. You lead a group of men across combat. You can definitely work for me.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
You can definitely come
in.
You've got what it takes, and we love these guys. We are those guys, and we like them.
And that dovetails with what he was doing, with what Mark was doing. In fact, I want to let listeners know that, and I know you're proud. I'm going to say this, because after the conversation was over, listener, during the break, Mike leaned over to Mark and said, let me have all of your information because I'd like to donate a couple rifles for them to raffle off to donate, man. Wow.
Yeah, if they can make money with our stuff and use it for that cause. We give back, obviously, because, again, being a veteran-owned company.
It's goosebumps, man.
But, man, we've got to do this. You know, speaking of that, if I can just say, yesterday
please,
I ran into a gentleman here. He goes by the Instagram handle of Crispy11.
Oh, yeah, yes, absolutely. I've been following him for a long time.
And I ran into him, and I stopped, and I said, listen, I said, I want to say thank you for your service, but that just doesn't cut it.
No.
I said,
tell people about Crispy. I've been following for a long time. I have not seen him. I wish he'd come through here because I'd bring him over in a heartbeat. He is remarkable.
He lost a leg in combat. He lost, you know, he's been burned, I think, 60-70% of over his body.
Correct.
And these are horrific wounds. And every day, in every picture you see with this guy, he's smiling. And then you see him on the internet, and he's lifting, you know, he's doing deadlifts, 500 pounds. He's doing 490 the other days. You know, listen, you see a guy like this, I got no excuse to have a bad day.
The inspiration, it really is something else. It's hard for me to follow, to look at his Instagrams.
Yeah.
Because it's so heart-rending. It really, truly is. He suffered horrific injuries.
Yeah.
Horrific. And you see him in the best mood all the time. As you said, he's mountain climbing. He's, you know, he's at every range out there. He's doing competitions. And he's always got a grin on his face. It's just remarkable.
And I think, you know, the people that need to see that are the vets that are coming back with injuries. They need to see that, you know, life is still going to be great. You're still going to be able to get that smile.
Right.
You're still going to be able to do what you need to do. And fortunately, we've got a president now that supports the VA, supports the veterans more than anybody else in a long time. We're getting help and care for veterans now. Everything's starting to fall into place for our vets. And more importantly, the level of respect that we're giving these guys when they're coming back from combat zones is where it needs to be.
But why so long? Why did it take so long?
I couldn't answer that. I don't know.
I mean, you think about, you go back to, you know, to Vietnam, I'm old enough to remember, and it was a whole different ballgame. You know, we didn't have instant technology. We didn't have hate-filled Twitter. You know, it seems to me it would be easier today to be worse because of these vehicles that we have that we didn't have back then.
Sure.
But, I mean, I think the level of respect that we're seeing for our vets is, I don't know, I think maybe technology has changed some things, too. Because back then, you didn't see it as much as you have it today. It wasn't as visible, maybe. I don't know, maybe I'm off in left field. But I think technology is actually working for us in a good way there.
Well, and I think you're right. And I think we're also seeing some folks in Hollywood, you know, there's a lot of them that leave a bit of a taste in my mouth these days. But there's still a lot of good people out there that are taking these real stories and portraying them on the big silver screen, and they're making our heroes even bigger than life.
Well, look what Saving Private Ryan did for, you know, for the greatest generation and revved back up. The people want to know the history of that, okay? No doubt the Normandy's on my bucket list. I have to go to Normandy, okay? And I'm sure there are a lot of people who feel that way or have probably gone because they saw the movie.
Absolutely.
You know, and now you've got 1917. You're starting to see more interest in World War I, the Forgotten War,
right?
And
absolutely.
This kind of thing. I have family that fought in Korea. I have family that fought in Vietnam.
Yep.
You know, and so I mean, those stories are personal. I lost my great uncle, 23-year-old hero, B-24 bomber pilot, shot down over Schiphol Airfield. You know, trying to knock out the Luftwaffe. And you know, he was a lead flyer. I read his story every Memorial Day on Armed American Radio. I read that story, and I let listeners know the person that I just told you about is my great uncle.
Yeah. Right? And even these more current conflicts, you know, the 13 hours.
So many going on still.
I just ran into Chris today and said, oh, man, you know, let's get a picture together, and thanked him again for everything he does. I actually joked with him. I went up there, and I said, man, you're not John Krasinski from The Office, because that's who played him in the movie 13 Hours. And he laughed. He said, oh, I haven't heard that before, yada, yada, yada. But anyway, great guy.
It's fun. This is a conversation that could just go on and on and on. You know, I say you never know who you're going to see. I just saw Shaky Dave go by.
Wow.
Parkinson shooter. I don't know if you've ever followed Parkinson shooter. He's amazing. I met with him at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. This is a guy. These people are doing such great things, and they're all here for this week. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Blackbird Rifles. And, you know, first off, let's go to the site. People, what are they going to find when they get there? What do you guys do? Where are you from? Give us a lowdown.
All right. So, you know, a few years ago, we've only been in business about 2 years making guns. So we're like, you know, I tell everybody we're 5 minutes in the gun industry. But we decided to get the right people, bring in the right engineers, bring in the right minds, and develop something that has already been out there. Everybody knows the M4 platform and the AR platform. We started from scratch. We said, let's make some new drawings. Let's start off. Let's make this thing the way we want to make it, how we should do it.
Mm.
And let's also source this thing out. And, you know, whatever parts we don't make, which are very few, let's make sure everything's American-made. You know, we're not getting any junk parts in there. And let's make a quality product. At the end of the day, that's it. We want something that's very reliable, very accurate, American-made, in our factory.
We're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you about some of the ones I want in my safe right after this. Don't go away. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take a Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, back in the GunBroker.com studios with you on the Car Arms microphone. I'm talking to Michael Lewis from Blackbird Rifles. Michael, I told you, I told listeners, I'm going to show you what. I was so enthralled looking, I was losing track of the clock here. My producer gets mad when that happens. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you my favorite. And I'm on your site right now. The Snipe SP. That thing needs a home in my safe. The Osprey is another one that has to have a home in my safe. My other favorite is the Bantam. That has to have a home in my safe. And the Sparrow SP has to have a home in my safe. Did I miss anything?
No, I think we have one more out there, but it's not on the site yet, so I think you covered all of them.
Okay, the point that I'm trying to make, listeners, is that every single one of these things are absolutely beautiful. They're different. What makes them different?
You know, we engineered them, so we said, okay, listen, let's make these guns lighter, faster, better. Let's make a more rigid upper receiver, you know, 20% more rigid than anything else out on the market out there. We also made our own triggers. We said, let's make an AR drop-in trigger. Works in any AR, but it comes with all of ours. And this thing, and of course I'm biased, but this thing is nice. We'll put it up against anybody else's trigger. Right. We don't care who they are. It shoots beautifully. It's a single stage, very little take-up. Short reset, adjustable, fantastic.
So weight on the pole, can you give me an idea on the weight?
3.2 pounds.
3.2 pounds is crisp, yeah, baby.
It's
that's
very crisp,
that's
and there's
crisp
no take-up.
Clean.
Yep.
So no take-up, you're going to get a break right away.
Yep. And as you noticed, you know, the company's called Blackbird Armament, and everything we make is named after a bird, so hopefully we don't run out. But the trigger is the talon. It's the only part of a bird. Everything else is an actual bird.
I have never heard anybody talk. You know how many people have talked about their guns on this program? I've never heard that analogy.
We thought bird names. Okay, we'll run
that's
with it.
That's outstanding.
And everything fell into place. You said the Bantam. So the Bantam.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here, and it is. Let me just tell you on first glance. If I glance at it and glance away from it, I'm thinking SBR, but it's got a bullpup style look. But it's not a bullpup.
Nope.
But it when first, and I'm talking, just look at it and turn away. It almost looks like a brand new platform, but it's not a brand new platform. It's an enhancement of a platform. Am I right or wrong in any of that assessment?
You're absolutely right. There's a lot of people making short ARs, and we wanted to make short ARs that were practical. You know, we all know we shoot something with a 5-inch barrel, there's flame coming out the end, and you're deaf, and if the thing rattles the house, and so on and so forth. So we made this thing. So again, we engineered it. We make our own barrels, a 1-in-5-inch fast twist, a 1-in-5 fast twist 5-inch barrel. Fantastic barrel. But we also added a thing called the Woodpecker. It's a muzzle brake and a blast forward can on the end. And it has a little expansion chamber. So all the energy bleeds off in that expansion chamber. It goes out the front only.
Right.
So this Bantam came from the need. We saw a need in law enforcement. We saw all these motorcycle officers with just a Glock on their hip.
Yeah, this, because this, now let me say, the issue you have is 19-inch. It's collapsed in the photograph here.
Correct.
And collapsed, it's what?
19 inches collapsed.
Collapsed, and overall length.
You've got another 10 inches when you pull the stock. Yep, so you've got this thing, so you have an AR. And then the challenge was, let's go ahead and design a mounting system that fits inside the box on a police Harley-Davidson, or on a BMW, because there are still some American police departments using BMW. I don't know why.
Yeah, right.
So that's probably for the benefit of the wife. She's from Detroit. We don't drive anything but a GM. So
right, right.
Nothing fancy in our household.
This, let's go down to the Snipe SP. Because the, well, if you said to me, I'm going to give you one of these guns right now, which one would it be? I think I'm going to look at the Osprey. Okay. Or I'm going to look at the Bantam. See, I can't make up my mind.
The
Bantam is pretty cool.
Sparrow SP, and I'll tell you why. The overall length of the gun collapsed 23 inches, but it's integrally suppressed. So, man, this thing is quiet. It's a whisper.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that. Yeah. You happen to know, and we won't go there, but you know a whole lot about suppressors.
A little bit. We've learned a lot along the way, yep.
So tell me about being internally suppressed. What does that mean?
Well, you know, so the suppressor rides over the barrel, and so it's all capped off inside, and it helps with the noise mitigation. We're not exactly integral. The barrel is just so short, and then the suppressor starts, and all this technology is under the rail in the front. So you still end up with only a 23-inch rifle, which is fantastic.
This thing's beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, it's absolutely... Listen, let me throw this website back out at you again. Keep in mind that we're on the floor of the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. There is no shortage of firearms in here, right?
Yep.
Now, you guys have a booth out here?
No. So this year, and this is kind of funny, and I hope the NSSF doesn't get mad at us, but it's the least amount of money we've spent to be at SHOT Show. We're in five people's booths with our guns, mm-hmm. and we didn't bother getting a booth because we have a very small company.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's displaying our guns. We've been fortunate. Steiner Optics,
right.
OSS suppressors, Cleanse Oil, our friends out of the Tampa coast that make a nice gun oil. They said, oh, let's put your guns in there. We actually have one of our Sparrow.
No, well, nobody's going to get mad at you for doing that. They're display guns that are displaying their products on your firearms.
Sure.
And that's outstanding because I guarantee you're going to get a whole lot of looks. Who makes that?
Yep.
You're getting a whole lot of talks. And people are asking, where can I see it? Where can I see it? So you're going to see a lot of uptick in your web traffic, no doubt.
Yep.
Okay. Wow, man. Oh, man.
You know, and we started this because, you know, and it's somewhat humorous, but the wife said, don't buy any more guns. So we just started a gun
company.
Okay,
we'll make them. Well, I tell you what, custom.
So, you know, we're a small shop. We can produce between 600 and 1,200 rifles a month. That's it. I don't know if we're going to expand. We like that area that we're in.
How's law enforcement working for you right now? You seeing a lot of interest?
Wow.
I'm going to bet you are with these.
I got to tell you, we've been out to a big department in Texas with the idea of just bringing a few SWAT rifles. And by the time we left, they were telling us, we're going to equip the entire department with your patrol rifles, SWAT rifles, and the moto guns. We're now looking at a deal over in Puerto Rico for their state police. So mm-hmm. we've given them some evaluation guns. They're looking at a big order. Law enforcement likes them. We like to support them. Again, it's about giving people the right tools for the job. We love our guys in blue out there, you know, our guys and girls in blue. They do, they do everything. They're the most important. You know, we know how that job is, too. A few of our guys were military and then went into law enforcement, myself included, a couple of years as a police officer in Georgia. And, you know, you find out very quickly. No one ever calls 911 and says, hey, send two guys over for a barbecue. We're going to have some fun. It's always, killing me. He's going to, so there's a lot of screaming and crying.
You know, we've been referring to that as the immediate responder. And, of course, you coming in as Elio behind that as the first responder.
Sure.
But the first person there is the first person there. So I'm going to bet you're going to see your civilian market is huge for these. It's off the chain ginormous.
And we didn't start that way. We just made guns for, we wanted to be military law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And then civilians would come in and say, man, I like your stuff. How can I buy one? So we went back to our engineers and we started talking. And they said, well, the SBR, take off the stock, put a brace, no forward grip, do this, this, and this, and we can sell it to civilians. And everybody's mm-hmm. loving this thing now. So we're very happy. We're fortunate. We're in a great split. We're in a really great place right now.
Where are you based out of?
So our factory is over in Melbourne, Florida.
And I happen to know Florida well. I'm from Tampa. So.
Yeah. And we have our little production studio out in Orlando, and that's the whole business. We love Florida too. We do live on the coast. When I met the wife, she said, "You live in Florida, a state surrounded by water, and you live in the middle." And I said, I didn't know there were options. I don't know what to say to that. So she insisted we live.
There are
on the
definitely
coast.
Options.
Yeah.
You know, I miss the beach. In fact, I was talking with an Uber driver coming over here this morning from New York to the convention center, and he's getting ready to move in 3 weeks to Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, from Vegas.
Lovely.
Soccer coach. He was an assistant coach at UCF in Orlando, University of Central Florida. His son played ball at USF, South Florida. So he had some roots. And he says, are you missing home in Florida? I said, I do. I miss the weather every day, but I'm looking forward. My goal is to get to Phoenix. He goes, how could you not want to be anywhere where there's a beach? I said, the whole state's a beach. You just can't see the water from wherever you're at, right?
Exactly.
Well, it's not true the whole state, but the Phoenix area is.
Yeah, exactly.
The desert area. But, yeah, you're in a beautiful place. I miss it. That's home to me every single day.
It's also great
it every
for the
day.
Gun business. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. It's huge.
On the Space Coast, we've got so many engineers that work for the NASA, the space
right.
system, the support there. So we have good engineers. We've got machinists. And then, you know, of course, it's the gun culture of Florida is fantastic. I mean, just in the little plaza alone where we are, there's four other manufacturers.
You want to stay with me for another segment? Let's talk about Florida, because you got issues in Florida, politically speaking, that are going to impact you, and we'll talk about that when we come back. I am thoroughly enjoying my conversation with Michael Lewis. The website is blackbirdrifles.com. Now, you know you can believe me when I tell you that you really need to go to the website and take a look at these things. I promise you're going to want one. There's no question about it. The Sparrow, I mean, as I watch them scroll through, that Sparrow, now they're all hot. They're all hot. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. We'll be back from the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show here on this Monday. Don't go away. Back right after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men.
Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. I'm talking with Michael Lewis, and it's BlackbirdRifles.com. One of the questions I didn't get to in the previous segment was weight. What do they weigh?
You know, so we keep the weights down pretty good. They're in line with everybody else's AR platform. Right. We don't have anything that's terribly heavy, unless it's the integrally suppressed stuff, because then you're adding the weight of the suppressor on the end of it. So, you know, we're anywhere in there from, depending on the size of the rifle, the model, anywhere in there from, you know, 5.5 pounds all the way up to the heavy big snipe, which is like 8.4 with optics and bipod.
Even 8.4 with optics and the bipod on it is still really, really good.
Yep.
So you're right in there where you need to be. You don't have anything off the charts that's 10 pounds. Like some instructor's going to say, get that off my range. You're not going to be able to run the wall with that thing because it's too heavy. That's beautiful stuff. Now, let's go. You're in Florida. Let's have some fun with this. Because last night on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, A.W.R. Hawkins was on, and he wrote a piece about a Florida representative or senator who took over $500,000 from Bloomberg, is very proud to have done, a Republican, proud to have done it, and is now working on moving gun control through the legislative process in the state of Florida.
I bet his initials are CC.
It is CC are his initials, and I'm going to go back to it. I forget his last name. Here he is. It's Galvano we're talking about.
Oh, wrong one. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about Galvano. Florida's Republican-led Senate passed gun control for firearm sales at gun shows in the Sunshine State. Here's what Bill, he's Republican out of Bradenton, due east of you.
Sure.
On January 17th, or due west of you, excuse me, due east of you would be out in the middle of somewhere in the water. On January 17th, Breitbart News reported that Galvano received two donations from the Michael Bloomberg-funded Everytown for Gun Safety. One of the donations was in the amount of $200,000, and the other in the amount of $300,000. So if you don't think they're trying to infiltrate, I mean, these are devious, demonic, this is an evil ideology that is not about crime.
Not at all.
And
never has been.
You guys are a petri dish. Because you have an election coming up, they are funding, Everytown and Bloomberg are funding to get on the ballot in the ballot initiative state that Florida is, one of 21 states across the country. Thank heavens I'm in Georgia now, that's not. But they're trying to get a ban of your products in your state. And there's a strong possibility that they may have enough signatures to get that on the ballot down there.
Yeah, we've been fighting. You know, we tried to get behind folks like Ana Paulina Luna, who's running for Congress.
Yeah, so I want to talk about that with you also. I'm glad you mentioned that because she was on the program with me just a couple days ago.
She's big, you know, on Second Amendment. She's on a 2A platform, which whoever would have thought that we needed someone to run just on a 2A platform. But what's happening to our Second Amendment in this country is just... It's disgusting. There's no other way to put it.
No, and there's complacency. Horrible. There's complacency. We saw that in Virginia, 40% turnout, and we've got historic. I mean, this is of historic monumental proportions in Virginia, but I think may have woken people up to the point that
it has.
They're seeing more about this, you know, because if it hadn't have been for Breitbart on this, you wouldn't know. This man would, he would have never told you that he had taken $500,000. What did AWR say? Last night he said he took $500,000, he says, in today's money, that's $500,000, okay?
Terrible, yeah.
From the worst enemies of our freedom ever, and he's obviously proud of it.
Sure.
And now what is he doing? He's doing their bidding for him with these bills, and that's exactly how Bloomberg buys things. Let's talk about Ana Paulina Luna. She's wonderful. She popped over at the booth. Her husband, hero, shot twice in Afghanistan. Two Purple Hearts. This guy's a champion, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, and he's still working. He's still doing the job.
Still doing the job. And, you know, she's running against that boneheaded chameleon, Charlie Crist, whom I know very well.
Yep.
You know my history in Florida.
Sure.
Longtime resident. And Charlie Crist, and it was fascinating to me. I don't know if she broke it on the show or not. I don't know if she's had an opportunity. I don't know if it's been on any other radio program. But Crist has reached out. Now, remember, he was governor of state when I was there as a Republican.
Then he went to independent. That didn't do a trick for him. Couldn't get elected, so he switched to the Democrat Party. She informs me yesterday on the airwaves that he reached out because he wants to run in Pinellas. He reached out because Pinellas is pretty red now, and what that area, that whole I-4 corridor, that area is turning a little blue. Hillsborough hadn't voted red, I don't think, since I left in 05. But Pinellas does.
Yep.
Now he wants to run as a committee. He reached out and says, can we, you know, the Republican wants to be run as a Republican. And the other party told him to go pound salt.
Right. And they should. You know, come on.
They should tell him a lot more than that.
Yeah, they should. But you got to, you know, you got to have some kind of moral compass to stay where you're at. You know, believe in what you believe in, not just trying to believe in winning. And that's the problem here. We're seeing all this, you know, introduction of politics. But again, it's we strip all of that away and we just go. It's you know, to us, it comes down to shall not be infringed. Period. And this is the part that nobody seems to understand. It's maybe we'll push a little here and take a little here and do this and do that. And before you know it, nobody's armed except the bad guys, you know. And it, there's so many analogies.
Yeah, the bad guys include Bloomberg, who are going to maintain their private security details as well.
Look what he's done in New York, you know. People can't get guns to defend themselves in New York City. It's ridiculous.
That's why that New York State pistol and rifle SCOTUS case is so important. We expect a ruling in June on that, and we expect it to be favorable, by the way. We do believe that Roberts is going to be the swing vote on that case. So
that'll be great.
Yeah, he's voted in our favor twice, both Heller and McDonald. So we feel pretty confident about that. But when you look at the shall not be infringed, they create the narrative that there's some type of debate, that the Second Amendment is debatable.
It's not.
Why remind them that the debate ended 1791, December 15th, 1791, when of all states, Virginia was the state that ratified the U.S. Bill of Rights.
Right.
The debate ended. It was over at that moment in time. And as I said, this isn't about crime. This has nothing to do with crime. These people are coming after me. They're coming after you. Just put it through the crowd. I like to call it the criminal den test. Call it a sniff test, whatever you want. Think about it in these terms. Oh, I don't know. Pick one gun a month. Do you think the criminals are sitting in their den having this conversation? So ask this question. So the criminals are sitting in their den having the conversation, watching the news, because criminals watch Fox News and stuff, right? And they're all sitting around there watching the news because they want to see the story on the one gun a month bill. And then when they're done, they flip it off and they look at each other and say, I'm only going to be able to rob one liquor store because I just bought this gun and it's not good for a robbery. And they've got a universal background check bill, so if I use Paul's gun over there, I got to get a background check. So, I mean, we're dead in the what? Do you think the criminals are doing that?
No, they never have, and they never will. That's the point of being a criminal. You know, they don't follow the rules. Otherwise, they wouldn't be criminals.
What don't they get about it?
Right. Exactly.
So it isn't about crime, is it?
It's not about crime. Listen, this is about control. That's it, period. It's about control.
I'm going to ask you the same question I ask virtually all my guests, and it's one that some people are kind of uncomfortable when they hear it. What is it about their agenda that requires you to be disarmed everywhere they go? Just today, breaking today, right now, 12 more bills. I'm getting the VCDL alerts in Virginia. 12 more gun control bills are sailing through the committee in Virginia right now today. What is it about their agenda? The Democrats took power in Virginia, and they're all giddy, and they're going after guns.
Right. Well, I mean, it's that nanny state mentality. Listen, you know, we get the health care, and we get the house and the phone, and we get this, and we get everything else. And then when all of a sudden, you know, we get the 50% taxes and everybody's mad, well, we can't fight back. And I'm not advocating fighting, but I'm just saying if we're an unarmed, you know, society.
No, you know, but you're not. But clearly they're worried about it because, again, that's the answer to the question. If they weren't worried about it, it wouldn't be an issue to them.
Correct.
So they are concerned, and that it is frightening to think that, in fact, there is something about their agenda that requires you to be disarmed. They're just not talking about it.
Well, and they never will.
It's not going to.
It's always shadow. It's always in the dark alleys and corners where they want to keep it. But that really is it. That's the bottom line, and it's very simple to see. And everybody does see this, you know, and even people on the other side see it. But, you know, again, there's a lot of folks out there that are struggling and, you know, maybe they don't apply themselves and they want this and they want the free and they want that. And they'll fall in line with this entire thing until it becomes like all of these great countries we talk about in Europe. And I got to tell you, I spent 3 months in Finland 2 years ago. Country gives free college, free health care. You know, there's a mandatory military service. You can choose 6 months, 12 months or 18 months. But anyway, and everybody's supposed to be happy and well-educated and healthy, and you get there, and everybody really is. a country of very good-looking people, I will say. They're all,
right.
Except for the fact that the more you work, the more you earn, the more you pay in tax. I mean, you just
you're paying. There's nothing free. It's not. And I was not in Finland. I was in Oslo, Norway, and Copenhagen,
all
and Sweden.
Same.
Which is all the same. It's the same ideology.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
Hey, Michael, we're going to have to cut out. The segment is over, unfortunately. But we're going to have you back on the program a lot. I'm really looking forward to seeing some of these guns and getting my hands on them. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being at SHOT, and thanks for bringing these beautiful weapons to
Thank
us here
you.
At the
Thank
Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios is going to call it quits for Monday. You never know what the rest of the day and the rest of the week might bring. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.